This is Nick Thompson and my submission for the Paul Engel essay contest. Down by the creek. Once when I was about 8 years old, I was standing at my aunt's house for the weekend when I found myself in her backyard. It was early spring and the smell of pollen and freshly cut grass was in the air. I wandered over to her neighbor's yard, a good friend of hers who had a small pond complete with lily pads and about 10 goldfish. At the time, this kind of thing astonished my young mind. The fact that such beauty in the form of fish could be found in the water fascinated me to the point of seeking out new bodies of water to find if they were all as interesting as the last. At this point, I stumbled through a large stand of pine trees. Their needles scratched me the entire way, and I found myself in front of a creek previously unknown to me. It was running at a winding slow pace, the rocks littered on either side, making it easy to climb down. There I found what I was looking for, a few tadpoles, which I didn't know at the time were not fish. I carefully climbed down to the side of the creek, onto a rock, standing alone in the river as a bastion of stability, with the turbulent water all around. As I leaned down to observe the tadpoles, I had not taken much care to scout the rock I had stood upon before trusting it. As I shifted my weight, my feet slipped on the moss-covered slimy stone into the cool waters below me. I was shaken, but not to the point where my curiosity could be confined. As I got up off the sandy bottom, I noticed the water had been clouded brown by my disturbance in the sand. Heightening my interest, I reached in and grabbed a handful. As my hands touched it, the sand parted away as I tried to pull it up out of the water. The sand flowed out of my hand, with the water leaving behind a few grainy particles that I brushed off. I went back to the sand with both hands this time. As I reached in, I made a cup with my hands, forcing my fingers into the sand and intertwining. Resurfacing, the water revealed my cup had succeeded in trapping most of the sand, with a few grains escaping through the cracks in my fingers. Having learned all I could about the sand's viscous properties, I stood up in the water for a moment, just watching the water flow around my legs. Without another thought, I went down with the flow, as it were, following the winding stream down with the water rushing all around me. I splashed down the river and tried to jump from rock to rock wherever possible to avoid the scolding my aunt would give me for being too long. While trudging along the past the stand of pine trees, I saw the open sky. Now visible to me, along with the water beneath me, and this, to my young mind, was a sort of nirvana, with blue above and below, forming a perfect mirror image to complement each other. While staring down at the sky's reflection in the water, I spotted something out of place, a color not matching the sky above or the rocks surrounding it. I trudged over to it, grinning with anticipation. Again, I plunged my hand into the water, groping for it in the dark of my shadow. My hand touched something hard, and at once I knew I had found it. My fingers wrapped around it with a gritty feeling from the silt-filled water. Pulling on it, I finally managed to free it from its rocky home. What I pulled out was not what I expected. A video game controller. This puzzled me. How could someone leave something like this in the water instead of using it to play video games? Whoever had done this, it was their loss, and I backtracked up the creek with my prize. While I had finally found my way back to the stand of pines and climbed carefully over the slippery rocks up the dry shore, I ran back to her house with the trophy of my efforts. I came rushing in soaked with flailed labors of trying to stay semi-dry. She looked at me and rushed into the closest to fetch a towel. With the warm fuzziness of the cotton towel wrapped tightly around me, I explained what I had found. She was a simple woman who thought, although having the most electronic devices of anyone in our family, that I could recall, she was at the very least detested of them partially. She looked me in the eyes and simply told me that it was nice and that it had probably done me more good than finding it in the creek than it had its previous owner.